Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
I am delighted to say we are joined by Luke Jensen, and it has been a pretty epic couple of days for the old folks at Wimbledon. We'll talk about the men's in a minute, but what Venus Williams is doing is a remarkable postscript to what was already one of the great tennis careers, but this is sensational stuff.
It really is. I mean, one of the things, when you look at her body of work, remember her first Grand Slam final was way back at the U.S. Open in 1997. Now, just stay with me on this one. She lost in the finals there. She was just a teenager. And when she loses that match, it's the only Grand Slam final she's ever lost when she's not playing her sister Serena. So she's run the table on all these other great tournaments, these great majors, and built this historic career. And just, again, put it in perspective. So Venus and Serena start playing Grand Slams in 97. Now, you look at just the Wimbledon, their Wimbledon performance. If Venus wins tomorrow, that's 6 Wimbledon titles to go with her sister's 7 Wimbledon titles. So over the last, let's say, 20 years, they will have won 13 of those 20 Wimbledon singles titles. It's historic in so many ways.
One of the questions floating around today was just how amazing would her record be if she didn't have a little sister called Serena?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that she would be considered the greatest of all time. There's no doubt in my mind if there wasn't a Serena around. But you know what? Anytime you talk to her, anytime you're around her, she is so happy for her family, for her sister, for the game of tennis that has blessed her in so many ways beyond her wildest dreams. She's a very humbled individual. She's come back from so many setbacks on and off the court. And so it's so nice to see a true champion who has evolved from a cocky little kid to really a person that everybody admires. I almost have tears in my eyes knowing how far they have come as human beings to give back in so many different ways. It's a great story in so many aspects.
Famously, tennis has these runs by elder statesmen. You think of Jimmy Connors in the US Open, about 10 years after anybody thought it would be possible for him to do it. We've seen it so many times, but so frequently what happens is they just meet somebody with youth on their side and with a sense of arrival. And that's what we have with Muguruza, who's, we were chatting about it in the office today, and I was just kind of asking, what age is she? And actually, everybody overestimated. She's still only 23, turns 24 this year. This is youth, this is vibrancy, but it's also enough experience to think, actually, I kind of make Muguruza slight favorites for this.
It's funny because I go the other way, and I'm not trying to be a homer because of an American. I look at Muguruza as she reached the finals last year and just played. She was just off a little bit in big moments. Even though she had a great French Open, she has one Grand Slam under her belt. But I look at body language, and to me, these moments are going to come down to who believes. Who truly believes that they are worthy of this title right now? And it's not a pretender, not a contender. This is someone who's done it 5 other times. And Venus, if you watch this, she's really built for grass court tennis. Watch the body serves. The matchup you want to see is when Venus is hitting second serves, and instead of going to the forehand of Muguruza, which is a deadly weapon, Venus is going to move that ball over to the body, so that ball's going to break. We saw it time and time again in the Konta match, in the semis, where Venus's big serve was bouncing up and really getting in the grill, in the face of the opponent. You're going to see a lot of that. That's why I go with Venus, that specific matchup. The second serve, that little bender, the little slice that cuts on the grass.
Is Venus a more thoughtful practitioner than Serena? I guess if everybody else had Serena's physical gifts, then you would use them because they give you such an advantage. But has Venus had to be a slightly more tactical player than Serena over the last 2 decades?
Well, I would say, you got to go back through history. I look at them as the first one. I'm the oldest in my family. I'm the oldest sibling. The first one always gets bloodied more than bludgeoned. Because she was the one who broke through the ceiling and broke through the barriers that said the Williams sisters and the bravado from Dad, that they were going to be the greatest of all time. She was the one who took a lot of that criticism. So Serena, for many years, almost, you know, the first part of her life, was shielded by a very resurgent and bright, shining Venus. And so you have Serena, who's able to kind of sit in the weeds, kind of develop her game, develop the confidence. And then she came out with a roar. Obviously, the flame, the competitive fire that she has, that eye of a tiger. And I think Venus was always the very proud older sister of Serena. Even though they played, they never really liked playing against one another. They don't really like practicing with one another. It was never a good matchup when they did play. It was like two big hitters that were never really playing these classic matches. And I think Venus now is, because of this, you know, Serena's off the tour right now having a baby, Venus is able to step forth as the older statesman. You know, the person has been there, done that, been in love with the game. She talks about her love affair with the game of tennis. At heart, she's a tennis player, and it shows.
It is the one pity, really, about the rivalry, is that there was never a sense when they played against each other that they were as invested or that there was something holding them back. And I guess it's very natural, but that if there had been some classic matches between the two of them, that would have elevated it even higher. I mean, okay, we're literally picking nits here.
Yeah, I mean, but you would like to see, if they are the two greatest players who ever played, wouldn't you love to see a Borg-McEnroe from 1980 Wimbledon? Wouldn't you like to see some of these clashes of greats? But it's just too personal. It's too raw. Remember, they didn't grow up to just be a pro tennis player or win a little bit. They came to dominate. They came from the other side of the tracks. They came to really a white sport from an inner city background. So there's this big kind of will to show the world that we can do something nobody else thinks we can do. And it's one thing to do it. It's another thing to say you're going to do it and then accomplish it. So I think it was always about the team. It was about the family. It was never about the individual accomplishments. And I think when, at least for me, when I see them compete against one another, they can't invest the emotional property that they have to be that fierce competitor, because there's so much respect and love on the other side of the net.
It is amazing that it was 1997, because that's the year, obviously, Tiger Woods makes his breakthrough. You would have got very long odds on Venus still being the one competing for majors 20 years later rather than Tiger. And I think, you know, when you compare and contrast, you see the longevity. There's something special about people who can maintain it at that level at the very top. Just to go on to the men's, obviously what Federer is doing is just as amazing. And he kind of glided today right through the Burdick challenge in the semi-final. But Marin Cilic is going to represent something that he has struggled with in the past at Wimbledon.
But I will say the Burdick match is a show of how he's adjusted, how Federer has adjusted to the flat ball hitters. I would say about 5 or 6 years ago, he struggled with the guys like Burdick. He struggled with guys like Del Potro and these guys. So when I look at Cilic, it's the same type of guy, you know, big flat, big serve, can take the racket out of your hand because they play so offensive. But I think Roger is using so much variety now, and he's moving with such freedom. He doesn't have the back issue or the knee problem. He's clearly at a level, a zenith of his game that's extraordinary. Now, it will be tricky. You know, there are a lot of situations. If Cilic comes out and serves, you know, from the heavens, this could be an issue for Roddick. I mean, that's like for Roddick. For Roger Federer. But Federer, to me, is returning better, volleying better, and has command of everything. I think it goes four. I think Cilic is going guns out, really going for it, and will take a set. But I think Federer is going to win his 19th Grand Slam title here.
How is Federer able to produce tennis at this level at this stage of his career?
Number one, he plays so relaxed. If you listen to his interviews, he's always talking about, I want to have fun. I want to play relaxed. I don't want to really stress out there. There's a calmness in his approach to tennis. It's the opposite for a Nadal, who's seriously into the competition, is so involved with every moment. He's sweating bullets. Roger rarely sweats. He's so relaxed and so calm. I think the other thing is the game of athletics, just across the board, we're all getting older. The performances in the Olympics, in other sports, people are playing at such a high level. The nutrition game has changed. The way players and competitors take care of their bodies, the nutritional aspect. You don't see the restaurant when I was at Wimbledon was a lot of, carbs and pastas. It's not like that anymore. It's a lot of greens and a lot of chicken. And it's a thoughtful process. And he really recovered really well from injuries. Other players have been knocked out because of long injuries they could never really recover from. Roger hasn't had the career ender, and he's brilliant.
That always helps as well, as are you, Luke. Brilliant. Thanks a million, man.
Hey, Jay, you're the man. I'm telling you, Joe wants a challenge match with you. I'm going to be there. I want to see you play Joe in a grudge match. That's what we're going for.
Oh, man, I can't wait. We'll have to hire a court. Luke, great stuff. Thanks a million.
Hire security guards, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Luke Jensen, helping to whet our appetites ahead of a big weekend at Wimbledon. We'll be talking all about it on Saturday's Off the Ball, of course. The women's final is Muguruza against Venus Williams. And then the men's on Sunday, it's Roger Federer against Marin Cilic. 53106, the text number here if you want to get in touch with us. Coming up, we're going to be talking about, your complaints about us, Off the Ball Bag at newstalk.com, and the crappy quiz.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.